we are on the threshold of Chag HaShavuot, the holiday which we mention in our prayers as being Zman Matan Torateinu. It's the season of the giving of the Torah. It was on this day thousands of years ago that Jews stood at Mount Sinai, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Millions of Jews standing together as one man with one heart. Jews had a powerful sense of unity as they were about to receive the Torah, which would set them apart from all nations as Memleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, as a nation of priests, a holy people, whose mission in the world would be to inspire, teach, and lead all nations in recognizing and worshiping God. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the season of the giving of the Torah. Many people find living according to the Torah challenging, sometimes difficult. The old expression of it's hard to be a Jew is what needs analysis when it comes to this holiday of receiving the Torah. There's a beautiful story told in the Talmud which expresses the true outlook on the challenges involved in learning Torah and in leading a Torah life. The great sage Rava was once sitting, studying Torah, and he was so engrossed in his study that he was oblivious to the fact that he was sitting on his hands and the pressure was causing the blood to come to the tips of his fingers. Near Rava stood a non-Jewish cynic who laughed at him and referred to his ancestors, those who stood at Har Sinai, as being Amapaziza, an impatient and impulsive people. They were impulsive, he said to Rava, and you continue on that same lack of caution. Why did they not ask God when he offered them the Torah to first inform them what are its provisions, what does it demand of them? After all the other nations that God offered the Torah, each one rejected it because they found something in its commands which they felt was beyond their capacity to fulfill and observe. You Jews, however, said this cynic, didn't ask any questions. You said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do, and then only after we commit ourselves to observing the laws of the Torah will we ask, what is it exactly that we're being asked to do? Says the cynic to Rava, just as your ancestors took on perhaps more than they were capable of, you too, look at yourself, completely oblivious of the world as you are involved in the study of Torah. Maybe it's too much for you. So you're repeating the same impulsiveness and lack of caution that your ancestors had when they accepted the Torah sight unseen. And what did Rava answer this cynic? He told him, we Jews are not at all impulsive and impatient. We're very thoughtful about what the consequences of our actions are. But when we heard God offer us the Torah, we approached it in a different fashion than all the other nations. Those nations who turned down the Torah is because they looked at it as a business deal. What's in it for God? So they want to see the contract and read the fine print before they get into such a deal. We, however, our ancestors, accepted the Torah, realizing that whatever God asks of us is only for our benefit, not for His. And therefore, He will not ask anything of us which we are not capable of meeting the challenge. That's why our ancestors accepted the Torah sight unseen. We approached God as lovers who trust each other do. And we therefore said to ourselves, God will surely give us those commands which are not only good for us, but we're capable of living up to. This is an important lesson for all Jews as they approach the festival of Shavuot, the season of the giving of the Torah. Never should a Jew say, it's hard to be a Jew. Sure, there are challenges. Sure, there may be sometimes difficulties. But we have to live with the confidence that if God asked us to keep the Shabbat, if God asked us to eat particular foods and not to intermarry, then He did it for our good, and He knows that we are capable of living up to and meeting those challenges and passing the test. That's what Rava taught that cynic. And that's the lesson that we have to implement in our lives, in the observance of the commands of the Torah, and in the idea of learning what is expected of us, learning Torah. Today, more than ever before, there are so many opportunities for a Jew who had no background in learning to find a place to learn Torah wherever he is. In any major Jewish center, there are all sorts of organizations, yeshivot, networks that offer at no cost at all shiurim, lessons in Torah, opportunities to learn with partners. Take advantage of these opportunities. And you will find that it's not as difficult as it seems to find an hour a week, perhaps even an hour a day, to be able to study God's Torah, and you'll be surprised at how quickly you catch on, how quickly you can learn, and how quickly you can adapt all of the mitzvahs into your regular life. Because God does not ask the impossible. If He commanded us the mitzvot, and if He asked us to learn Torah, that means that we're all of us, every single Jew, is capable of living completely in every way as a Torah-observing Jew, and every Jew is capable of finding some time to learn God's Torah. This is the message of Shavuos, Man Matan Torah Seinu. The time, the season of the giving of the Torah wasn't only thousands of years ago. Every day God is giving every one of us an opportunity to learn Torah and to live by the Torah, and to do so with the confidence that we will succeed in enriching our lives, in giving strength to our people, and bringing security to the entire world. Chag Sameach. Every one of you have a very happy Shavuos holiday.